All right, we're back here in Grand Rapids with the Bay College Ladies taking on the Raiders of Grand Rapids Community College. And, of course, our player spotlight when we come here has to be Amaya Harris.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So you're home?
Yes.
So we're sitting how far from your house right now?
Like 10 minutes.
Yeah? So what's it like being back? I asked you that last year when we came here.
It feels good. Everybody likes the city, though. Everybody's talking about how big the city is and, like, the city lights and stuff.
So do you, like, show the other girls around or from our team or what?
No, we didn't really go anywhere. We just walked to get food, and it was close.
Yeah, it was pretty close. Are you going to have a lot of supporters in the stands today? Who's coming?
My mom's coming, my friends, my high school coaches, I think. I'm not sure who else.
Well, tell me about your high school and where it was and where you played and how it went.
It's like 15 minutes from here. It wasn't like a really big school, but it wasn't a small school. But like in sports, we struggled because we didn't like have the support and stuff we needed. And nobody wanted to play. Everybody just wanted to play just to say they did a sport.
So it wasn't a lot of dedication or seriousness, huh?
No, there's only a few of us.
Yeah. Which school was that?
Lee High School.
Okay. So a school like the size of what, Escanaba or smaller?
I don't know. My graduating class was like 150 to 200.
Okay. All right. And you were the valedictorian, right?
No.
She just laughs about that.
No.
but you actually did good enough. You're here. Tell me, I know things have been up and down for you personally. How do you feel things are as we head into the stretch drive, you know, toward the end of the season?
We're doing good. I'm excited because I know that we can win, and I know our team's gotten better since the beginning. And we can go way farther than we are right now.
How about for yourself? It seems like he put you in there, and you're able to get some good open looks. You make a couple threes here and there.
I just play my part. I figured out that playing my part is the best way to earn playing time, doing everything right, doing the little things right. It's not always about scoring. It's about other ways you can help the team.
Well, and that is by rebounding, right, and stuff like that?
Yeah, rebound, defense, good passes, like next pass, one more, stuff like that.
How about in practice? Where do you feel you've been the most helpful for you, for the team this year?
In practice, my shooting is different from the games. I don't know. But I just feel like the same things I'm doing in games is the stuff I'm starting to do right in practice and understand in practice and just get better in practice.
Yeah, and then luckily we've been able to get all the girls some playing time. It makes everybody kind of feel like they're part of it, huh?
Yeah, but he doesn't just give out playing time. He gives it to the people who deserve it. And if he knows you're going to do what needs to be done in the game, then he'll put you in.
Yeah. So talk with me about what your plans are after this school year is over.
I have two more years of school to do for my degree, and I still want to play basketball. I'm just not sure where I'm going to go next.
I would suggest whoever offers you a car.
I already have a car.
Well, a better one.
Oh, mine's good.
Okay. Well, anyway, that was a joke, by the way, NCAA, if you're listening. Do you have any in mind? Like, have you started talking to coaches and whatnot?
Oh, no. I'm just trying to focus on finishing out this season, getting better, because we're not, like, everybody keeps saying we're not as close to being as good as we can be, and that's true. So I'm just focused on finishing this season, getting better, and then I'll worry about the other stuff after.
What was that like that last week when Kennedy goes off like that and we had all these school records, one, and then a couple days later, Mid-Michigan, and you weren't supposed to beat them, and you girls did?
That was good. I think we were supposed to beat them because we did. And Todd knew we were going to win, but it was good. I liked getting Kennedy that record, and everybody wanted it for her, and that's how we've changed as a team, because before, I feel like, it was like during the beginning, everybody was like, not for themselves, but like everybody was trying to play a bigger part. But as we move on, like everybody knows what they're supposed to do, and everybody wanted Kennedy to get the record. So we were making those passes, and for Sienna to get her almost quadruple double, like everybody was like letting her get the rebounds, and she was doing the assists she needed to do and everything like that.
Yeah, it's fun playing with them girls, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, well, Maya, give your shout-outs to all of GR, hey?
Oh, no. My friends, my mom, Terrell, my team, my coach. Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome home again.
Yes.
And let's go out there and have some fun, because those girls probably all, their girls know you, right?
Some of them.
Some of them? Do you know some of them?
Yes.
Is that mouthy one still there or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Because she was running a trap last year, right?
Yeah, she's gone now.
Oh, okay, good. All right, well, just go out there and have fun, and hope you have a fun game with your family in attendance.
Yes.
Okay. Amaya Harris, everybody, in our halftime show. More coming up from Grand Rapids after this 3-minute timeout. Bay College Radio, Maverick 106.